Welcome back, everybody. It's your boy Texas back with the Mutt Man episode 160. Man, we got 160 of these bad boys, man. How you feeling, Gut Fox?
Old and worn. I've been too long in this chair. It's starting to kind of graft to my skin. Texas, you're fucking popular, huh?
I don't know. It's group chats. I'm sorry. This is why we can't have nice things.
Must be nice. Texas out here flexing his friends on us. Well, I got a group of friends that text me. Uh-huh.
If they're my friends, I would leave their group chat, but I can't because I'm the one that started it. So I can't leave a group chat I started. It has to be kind of weird, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, Texas, before the podcast, you said you're feeling a little spacey today. So we went, we didn't put Kevin Spacey background. We put, like, space things in our background today. So last week, we forgot to explain why we put Dragon Ball Z in our background. Because Chaos came on. We asked him what his favorite video game was. He said it was Dragon Ball Z. So we're like, all right, let's do some Dragon Ball Z stuff. So I just want to clear that up. And waste people time with explanations, but they didn't really need one. All right, so after the text message, we'll do the agenda. I'll run it down right here. Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk about Guru and EA's laying off of the marketing people. We'll talk about Frostbite Engine and the news that have been breaking about that. We'll talk about house rules, NFL draft content, alt currencies again, Easter on its way, Series 6, and then Deion Sanders at the end. So let's get right into the text message. Why? Okay. Do you have a better text message than us for us than you just being hazy overall?
Yeah, no, because like so I can't explain why I'm hazy. I don't know what I did besides take a nap at the wrong time. Because yeah, I went to a concert last night. I went to go see T-Pain.
Oh right, yeah, okay. I don't know why I'm hazy. I came back from a T-Pain concert. Oh yeah, this is a real fucking mystery. Better get the Hardy Boys on this.
This is like,
where's Encyclopedia Brown when you need him?
This is like late onset, like highness. Like I don't know why I feel like I'm high, but I'm not though.
It's like
my eyes
look
red and shit.
Yeah, it's like that one South Park episode where like you know how Smug comes from like San Francisco and like the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Like in Colorado, there's just like rolling things of like weed smoke that goes through certain towns that like comes from like Boulder or something. Whenever the wind shift, is that right? Are you currently in a weed smog cloud?
It might be it, man. I don't know because I haven't felt like this. It's like one of those sleeps when you're a kid and your parents wake you up and say go do something, but you're like so tired that you do it and then you go right back to sleep.
Oh yeah.
Like I feel like if this podcast ends right now, I can go back to sleep and not wake up till 6 a.m. in the morning.
All right, let's get through it quick then. And
it'll be good though.
Let's tuck text back in.
I'll let you guys know right now if I say anything stupid. Or, like I normally do, but like this time I had an excuse. Like, so I don't know what's going on in my brain right now.
We're still going to clip it and have fun with it in the future anyways, Tech. So let's move on to the kind of saddest sounds of the week. Guru lost his job as the marketing people at EA got laid off, 350 people of them. Rough for all of them. And I put out a tweet, like, this is embarrassing because, like, wait, what the hell is that?
My dog's being stupid.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, I thought you were getting like run over by monkeys or something.
Hold on. Go to your kennel. You're annoying me. Go to your kennel. Thank you.
Two things, Tex. Is this holdover from the marketing people hiring the fucking Migos to promote their game? And two, why are they firing Mutt staff when like all of EA's dalliances from NBA Live, Battlefield, their disasters, Anthem, all those shit that's losing the money that, or maybe not losing the money, but not making as much money as they thought. All that's being funded by our PAC money, Mutt itself. Why are they cutting the Golden Goose text? And why is Mutt and not like Madden gameplay getting the cut? Or what? Why specifically Goo?
I don't know other than the, I can speculate about like what potentially it might be, but just based off the fact that this game and FIFA and all those stuff combined make a bunch of money and this, like, I don't think EA is out here hurting for money. So if you fire that many people, it seems like you're just doing that just because you feel like you could be doing better. And so instead of, like, I don't know, keeping them employed, you want to get your numbers up, which doesn't make any sense to me in terms of, like, what they already do. So you're going to be making 350 people at probably, what'd you say, like, what, 40 grand minimum a year?
Yeah, if they're marketing people, yeah, 40 to probably up to 80, depending on what level they're at.
Yeah, so
plus benefits. So add another 50% on.
So is that like $1 million you're saving a month? Is that
per month?
Yeah, 350 times 40,000.
Well, we'll just put it like 100,000 a person. And like some of these people are in Russia or Japan, so I don't know. We'll say 100,000 person times 350 people. So it's, what, $35 million a year they saved?
Okay, $35 million a year they save when they generate a lot of money in terms of what their ultimate team modes do. And a lot of these guys work for their most, like, some of their popular modes. And with letting Google, I don't understand what's the point of doing that when, like, it didn't seem like you need to fire people. Like, EA's make how much money? Aren't they, like, super profitable right now? Or aren't you saying, like, like 80% profitable?
Yeah, it's like 80% profit margin or something right now on just Mutt. But that's Mutt. Like, all right, so here's my theory. Mm-hmm. So Andrew Wilson, big piece of shit. He doesn't want to lose his job. Makes $20 million a year, whatever he makes a year. But so when your revenue comes in lower than expected, or their forecast lower than expected, the only way for him to keep up his, like, attaboys from the shareholders, board of directors, that kind of stuff, is to cut expenses. So, like, it's almost like a death spiral, but this company's not going through a death spiral at all. Like, so for him to maintain his profitability, for them to keep getting, increasing in stock prices, you have to do something. And it just seems so backwards. Like, you have a down quarter, you have a couple games that kind of fail, you're like, all right, immediately we're cutting everything. Like, this just seems like terrible business practice. Like, it's essentially like they were trained as car manufacturers. They're like, all right, we got to run mean and lean, and we got to get, like, the most out of the least. Like, that's when you're trying to build things. That's the great attitude to have. But when you're in, like, a customer service, when you're trying to basically fulfill the needs of a community, like a community manager would, to communicate and kind of, like, talk with the players and try to get us to engage in the mode, it doesn't make sense to lay off those people that are kind of like the players' mouthpieces, eardrums, that kind of stuff, our feedback to the team. It feels like they don't have the right priorities at EA, and they're not running it like a very smart service side business. So it's sad, but like it just shows more of my opinions, EA's upper end management's incompetence. And what do you think, Tex? Why?
I would agree, but it's probably just comes down to with them being incompetent, as well as also with in regards to, like, Anthem not succeeding as well, and then with all the other games they're probably investing in not putting out the numbers that they wanted to, that they figured they're like, okay, so we can go and get rid of people, so we can go ahead, like I said, maintain what they are right now. So I think if EA's developers or top guys would give more time to put into games so that they don't drop broken, then maybe they wouldn't end up firing all these people, because they don't really give them a deadline. They give them one of those, like, all right, the game must be done by this date, but if it's not, we can still fix it in post, you know? Like, so, all of a sudden, people want to keep buying broken games. People in the past would have, but with all the game options that are out there right nowadays, people aren't going to keep playing broken games, and EA has been dropping games that they had a lot of controversy surrounding that have been broken for the past, like, 4 years. And I think, like, people are just getting fed up of it, and so EA is seeing that in their numbers, and they're taking it out on their employees, even though it's not their fault.
100% agree. So, like, you start cutting staff because the games aren't doing well, the gameplay is shit, and then you're like, well, you already got people doing three jobs, like Kralo, and now he's got a fourth job to do, and then all of a sudden, like, it just keeps adding up, and you keep trying to cut it and start more than the couple few pieces leave for you, move on to other things, and take some institutional knowledge, and then it's like, it just gets worse and worse, and they wonder why the game gets worse and worse as it kind of, like, goes down to, like, a death spiral in the future, and I don't want to be, like, all doom and gloom, but man, seeing this happen is just terrible in real time. To kind of, like, I can see this coming down the road, and, like, when you put so much on so few people, it's bound to fail, right? If you're already having a tough time putting out the product and putting out shitty patches, throwing bugs into your game, and then you keep cutting because other games are doing bad, you're cutting your golden goose, and it's, I don't know, it makes no fucking sense, but we'll see. Like, 80% profit. I don't know. Whatever. Bro, that's all I gotta say about that. Just fucking dumb.
Yeah. And say, it also doesn't make any sense too, because, like, now that you're making a problem worse. Now my mind's getting kind of right back to where normally. When you fire all these people, you're making jobs on other people harder, because now they have to work twice as hard. Like how Kratos had, like, the three jobs you're mentioning. Now he might have, like, an extra job that he has to take place, because somebody that he wasn't required to do, or position thing he wasn't required to do, now he might have to like spend time doing that, which takes time from working on other things that may are pressing issues. So they just kind of fucked everybody here by lining their pockets full of money.
Like, they burn Kralo out, say he gets, he's like, all right, I'm done, I gotta go, and he finds a new job. Like, they're fucked, right? Their communication department, like, we're not gonna hear shit from them for the next 5 years. Like, it's like, I don't know, maybe I'm probably overblowing that, but I do not need any more of this company to get burned out, overworked, and leave, because the amount of people that have left over the last year, like Rex, the creative directors, that kind of stuff, the turnover they've had, all the changes they've had, it's clearly shown to be an unstable environment, and it's shown to put out a pathetic product, and it's disgusting. And I've never been at a more lower point in Madden 18 than I am right now.
Yeah, we are lucky to have Kralo, because if he's gone, then like we are back into Madden like 25, 16, 15, like 15 days, where we just gotta
play
to a wall at that point. Because
like even then we had Billy Schatz, right, and we bullied him off Twitter.
Well, that's before he got a promotion, right?
So okay.
Responsibility. Yes. We bullied him off because he said something that was we're joking, but yeah. It's they're still mean to him, but yeah, I like where we are right now in terms of having multiple guys to reach out to. But now, if Kralo does get burned out, who can we talk to? Because it seems like Clint's not the guy. Blocks people on Twitter or doesn't respond to people.
Clint got a lot of shit for his "I'm proud of my development team" post, and yeah, whatever. We don't got anything left, and. So it kind of sucks losing Goo. We won like the last two, him and Kralo, that were like responsive on Twitter. But I guess we'll see going forward. All right, let's go into the next. Like, kind of talk about EA itself with the Frostbite engine. Can you explain a little bit about like? So, all right, let me go a little bit of background, then I'll throw it to you. So Madden 17 and before 17 through like 20, I think 25, was it 15 to 17 or 25 to 17? One of those. Maybe it was even 13. Anyways, they were on the Ignite engine. And then once we hit 18, Rex talked the whole year about how transferring to 18, we're doing most of our work transferring over to the Frostbite engine. So they went from Ignite to Frostbite for 18. And then he promised 19 was going to be a great year because they have more time to work on features and stuff. And we know, kind of a lie, 19 still has a lot of issues that 18 and before had. And now we're hearing the people that are developing for the Frostbite engine are coming out and saying negative things about it. Tex, can you read and give a kind of summation of what happened with the developers that have kind of come out and talked about Frostbite?
All right, so we're going to go ahead and I think Fox will put the link in the description. You guys can read the article yourself on the Kotaku about the issues, how BioWare had just problems working with Frostbite for the Anthem game that came out, which is the reason why it is kind of, if this is happening for that type of game and Madden on the same engine, we can rest assured this is pretty much a issue with just the engine itself. So somebody posts, well, thank you to Jason for sending us to this article. He says, if it takes you a week to make a little bug fix, it discourages people from fixing bugs, said one person who worked on Anthem. If you could hack around it, you hack around it, as opposed to fixing it properly, said a second.
That's pretty fucking, sorry, never mind, go on.
You're good. We can go ahead and stop right there and then just talk about that in general. We got one more paragraph, though. I would say the biggest problem I had with Frostbite was how many steps you needed to do something basic. With another engine, I could do something myself, maybe with a designer. Here, it's a complicated thing. So these are two developers
and their
opinions about
what all Frostbite right. Two is. Things. Two things. Yes, Frostbite, hack around it. We see that a ton with Madden. Secondly, we can talk about that in a second. Secondly, my other point is, the issue sometimes is not necessarily how they solve problems, the hackarounds, or whatever. It's their purposeful mistakes. Destroying contains because contain blitzes were strong. Whereas, like, the year before, they just made corners and couldn't go on contains. So, their purposeful changes to the game have been as bad as them fucking up with the engine themselves. Like, their solutions to problems and their ideas are just as bad as their coding. and that's an issue too. So we can't blame this all on Frostbite. I saw somebody tweet at me like, "Oh, maybe we shouldn't blame the man developers because the Frostbite engine sucks for everybody." No, it's like they're fucking bad too. Like they don't make good decisions too. I mean, it's clear to me they don't choose the rational course when it's pretty fucking laid out in front of us. What do you think about that, Tex? Is it the Frostbite engine?
It's a combination of both, right? Because it can't just be the Frostbite engine, because obviously Madden has legacy issues with terms of like playing on like code that's from like Madden 07.
Yeah.
And so that can kind of break things as well, but Frostbite does play a major part, because that's probably, it explains at least why we get the fall forward bug, because according to these guys, if you can't fix something, you got to hack around it. And so if you got to hack around it, you're not actually fixing the issue at that point. You're finding a temporary solution that may end up fixing that one thing, but it can affect other things as well, since you're not actually causing or getting rid of the root issue that's at, or what's triggering that particular animation, particularly that particular outcome that happened. And so all this thing did is just explain to me that these developers are playing with like, are working with this faulty equipment.
Oh,
but
yeah.
At the same damn time, they also still do dumb shit with that faulty equipment, like you said.
Yeah, it's a little column A, little column B, and I agree. Yeah. I this is something I've heard I've heard this for like year plus with the stuff that EA is using in Madden, how antiquated the system is, and it'd be a really fucking sad time. We lost all of Madden 18's development schedule. We didn't get no beta, nothing like that, to switch over to this engine. Now it's gonna kind of come out, and people are gonna be like, "Well, are you gonna fucking switch engines again? Because this is bad." Like, does EA go over to the Unreal Engine? Like, what's the next step forward for EA here? Obviously, we don't know. They're probably talking about it internally. I'm guessing next year's game's gonna be on this, and maybe the next year's we'll see. Especially with new consoles are gonna come out in like 2020 or 2021, something like that. Or what do you think? When are new consoles coming out? Do we know?
I think the PS4, probably 2021, I would assume.
PS5.
Yeah, like Christmas 2021 or 2020, something like that.
Yeah, they said 2021, released in 2021. So, and I don't know if they're going to change over engines when they change over to a new system. Generally, they haven't done that in the past. But, man, we're stuck with this shit for a while. And so I agree, like, the hack around, there's only so many things you can do, and they got only so many resources, like, what, 30 programmers or something working on Madden. So I think Rex said something about that. Overall, but I don't know, man. I agree. The hackarounds and the lack of testing. So this just kind of like it kind of enforces the whole like they can't do what Fortnite does with their updates to their, you know. I think Fortnite uses Unreal, right? Epic uses the Unreal Engine.
I think it's the Unreal Engine as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So the patches then that fuck up the game that we've been talking about, like with the fall forward glitch and other glitches, it seems to me they need to be slower with their patches. If it takes them 2 weeks to fix a bug that takes Unreal Engine 2 hours, they cannot be like Fortnite. That is just not possible. No matter like the devs they have or whatever, their skill level, even though I don't exactly like, I'm not exactly in love with their skill level on dev, but I can see why the engine's causing these issues. We'll see. Like, I hope next year the patches are more well-tested and thought out rather than just dumping them out. Like, we all want the Fortnite model, but they clearly can't do it. Would you agree with that, Tex? Do you want fewer patches next year?
I would like the Fortnite model because I think they can do it. They just have to, like, drop them when they're ready. But the whole, like, having to send this stuff out to PlayStation or Xbox for them to approve it first and then you gotta get the update. That's where issues get caused constantly. But, like, I'd rather them patch one thing at a time as opposed to trying to patch a bunch of things. And I think that's where it breaks, it seems like, when they do the updates. But okay, they could do it, I believe. I just don't think that they, like, it just takes too long. Like, it takes a week plus to fix something that it'll take 2 hours a different engine. And you got, I think that could take one person to fix it or two people total. Now it's going to take an entire team effort because of how long it's going to take to fix this. That's not good. And we were sold that this Frostbite engine was supposed to be the best engine for Madden. That's why they were trying to, like, sell this game, saying we got a full year under Frostbite, so this game is going to be better. But looks like the Frostbite was really bad from the beginning. And they were just trying to sell us something that they thought would fix the game, but ended up making it worse in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah, and I realize I'm being a super negative Nancy, but I had a pretty bad experience today on House Rules, so forgive
me. Let's talk about it.
So, House Rules? All right, House Rules next.
Real quick, though, because, like, I'm going to finish up these posts, these quotes from
other people. Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. All
right. So another guy said, it's hard enough to make a game, said a third BioWare developer. It's really hard to make a game where you have to fight your own tool set all the time.
Yeah.
Dog.
Like, go on.
It's like you're playing defense against yourself at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you make something, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't work, so now you gotta go back and fix that, which is gonna take a lot longer than it took to make it in the first place, and all of a sudden you're doing twice as much work that you only will be doing. That has to suck. So, like, I feel bad for the Anthem guy, because BioWare, BioWare had, like, good rep going into this game, and then they
They kind of lost a little bit with the Mass Effect series. Like, 4, I think? Mass Effect 4 kind of hurt them a lot.
But I think at the end of the day, that game still had, like, really good, like, gameplay in terms of, like, and choices and stuff. So, I think people still enjoyed that element of it, but it probably wasn't as good as the first three were.
Right. Yeah. So, like, Anthem, I'm looking at the score is 59 on Metacritic right now. User score 4.2. Actually, the user score is better than Madden, but still not great. I mean, I feel for them. EA, like, that's just, like, a company-wide thing that they made every single... studio get on is the Unreal, the Frostbite engine. So
what do you think Apex is on? Is Apex on Frostbite or is it on something else?
Oh, I think that's Unreal too, I would imagine, since it went, let me see, Apex Legend. It's on Source Engine. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so it's on the Source Engine. Wow, that's a goodie but an oldie. So
what? I wonder if Apex would have failed if they were on the Unreal Engine. I'm sorry, on the Frostbite Engine. I wonder if they just. That's probably why they kept that shit in secret. They're like, not if I put this bitch on Frostbite.
Well, they were bought like slightly before they went live, right? Like they were gonna put that out no matter what. Then EA bought Respawn.
Well, I think Respawn was already there, right? For they did Titanfall originally. So
yeah, but they were published by EA, but they were never. They were just owned.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. That makes sense then.
Let me
see.
Respawn was acquired by December. Oh, EA. Oh, December 1st, 2017. So over a year and a half ago.
And they kept that shit under wraps until recently because they were like, I guess they want to know. I guess they probably knew what EA was up to. Like, they're like, nah, fuck them. Their head guys are going to fuck us. So let's just kind of keep this shit under wraps and then we'll present them with a game that they can't. That won't miss. And it didn't miss.
Mm-mm.
All right, I'm reading another quote here from another BioWare engineer. When a BioWare engineer had questions or wanted to report bugs, they usually have to talk to EA Central Frostbite team, a group of support staff that worked with all the publisher studios. Within EA, it was common for the studios to battle for resources like Frostbite team's time, and BioWare would usually lose those battles.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. After all, role-playing games brought in a fraction of the revenue of FIFA or Battlefront. The amount of support you get for an EA on Frostbite is based how much money your studio game is going to make. Fuck! Said one developer.
Like, so, like, basically FIFA gets all the
support.
Love. Yeah.
FIFA, I mean, then Madden get all the support.
Yeah, I mean, like, FIFA, yeah, but, I mean, if Madden's getting all the support, how pathetic is that? Like, what we're looking at?
I mean, this year you can't, it's been good in terms of, like, just putting out patches, right? Like, they seem to have, like, been on their key. And not great patches, but they've been, like, seen, like, compared to years past where they actually will address stuff, like, more frequently than they have in the past. So, I guess I can see it. Because I know last year, like, around this time, like, we were begging for some more patches. And this year it seems like they keep giving it to us. Now we don't want them. We don't want these no more. Just stop breaking the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of... So, like, are they just doing it on their own? Are they getting no help from their Unreal experts? Or, sorry, I keep saying Unreal. Frostbite experts. But, like, I don't know. Patches, like, they're not a good or bad thing, right? Like, they're just completely neutral. Like, the game is in a rough spot. It was in a rough spot when it launched. It's been a rough spot the whole year. And these patches are kind of just like... It's like swimming upstream, but you're not doing anything, right? You find one bug, but then by that time that's gone, another one's on. And another one's taking over the game. And we're on some new bullshit meta.
I think patches is like going to WebMD, right? So there's always something worse that you could have.
Yeah,
you
that's right.
Freak out more about it.
Yeah. Well said. Like, you're all of a sudden looking like, oh, I got a runny nose. Oh, shit. I've got brain cancer.
Yeah, oh snap, I got a spinal leakage, and all of a sudden I got prostate cancer out of nowhere. Like, what? Just because I have a runny nose? What happened?
You've got, hoof and nose disease. What? What the fuck is that?
Just gets, I can't deal with it. All right, this is the last and final quote of the article that we'll link down in the description below. We're trying to make things huge, procedural. We're trying to make this huge procedural world, but we're constantly fighting Frostbite because that's not what it's designed to do. Mm! Damn, what set one developer. Things like baking the lighting can take 24 hours. If we're making changes to a level, we have to go through another bake process. It's a very complex process.
Yeah, I don't know what bake process is. I don't do any of that kind of stuff.
Things like baking the lighting can take 24 hours. I have no idea what that means. But all that shit took to me is that it takes a lot longer to do shit on this engine than it does on other engines because of how complicated and how it seems like convoluted it is. So,
So it leaves very little time for testing for Madden.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I get from that. Like, with how much time it takes to do all these things, things can slip through the cracks, which is probably why a lot of the stuff that ends up coming out to the game is broken and they don't notice it because they just kind of, it takes a while to maybe get this stuff like done correctly. And then when they get it done, they got to push that right away.
Yeah. And then like they said at the beginning, like you said, it takes a week to fix a bug. They don't want to fix the bug. They're just like, oh, hopefully nobody notices. Right. that's like this known bugs. Like the testers find it and they're like, let's see if nobody finds it. Nobody else finds it. And they're like, oh my God. Like then we got to deal with it for months. Like next year, like, dude, I just want them to take their time. I guess like the problem is the game's broken on launch. It's always broken on launch. There's always some degenerate shit that we find, like face screen wheelish type stuff. So like, do they just go back and not patch the game and just take their like 45 days, knock out as much shit as possible, or keep it up like they did this year with like a patch every few weeks to a month? It felt like it was like a monthly patch, I think. Didn't they do it monthly this year, every 30 days?
I felt like we got one once a month for a while there.
Yeah.
Like once every 2 months, though. I think that's probably like once every month and a half. I feel like that's kind of what the time schedule was. Because we got one beginning of the year, right? The first, like, could you get like the first, like, 30 days in like, the first 2 months, though, right? So I was, yeah, it was probably up on, like, every.
Yeah.
It was probably consistent then, and it kind of, I think, teeter off once we got to, like, November. Then after that, it was pretty much like, I think it was once a month, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we'll see what they do next year. If they keep up with the once a month, they're kind of like a student. Maybe once every month and a half might be better. Give them a couple extra weeks to really make sure nothing's too fucked up each patch. So, I don't know. Truly, there are so many things that need to be fixed. I've done videos on this. We've talked about it on the podcast where we each came up with an idea that needs to be fixed for next year with problems in the game. And yeah. We'll move on.
I think what they need to do next year is like they need to, instead of like having game testers down there at EA, they should probably get game testers like through, like give them an advanced copy of the game online and stuff like that. And they, whatever patch goes to that, people can go out there and test. I think that'd be a little better as opposed to kind of keeping it all in house, get a bunch of different people to look at it. That's what I would look to do next year.
Like, didn't they have that with the beta?
The beta was that, but like, so you have like, I don't know, because I think each, they could like upload and like send people a downloadable file for the new.
That's what a beta is.
Game. Yeah, well, for the new, like for like Madden patch number 4.
I get you.
Yeah, have people actually play it for like.
Here's what they need to do, Tex. That makes a lot of sense. Or preload the patch and make house rules on the new patch, and then say so everybody does this house rules on the new patch. We find the broken shit, then we report it. And then they take that feedback and see if there's any broken shit there. So, like, we can get the house rules. Then 2 weeks later, we'll get the patch. And then they can, like, fix stuff on the house rules that they've broken. So, like, not, like, maybe, like, once every, like I said, month and a half, we'll have the house rules, new patch, play test. And then, you know, do similar rewards or whatever. And then we kind of, like, test it out, see what the new patch, see what they've changed. Yeah, like, kind of like a test server almost. I think that's the best idea, because that's like, it's kind of like house rules, it's like new game mode or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd like that. What do you think?
I like that as well. I just want something where, because like, it seems like they don't ever catch anything in house. Like,
we don't know what they catch in house and fix.
They probably do, but just like, I'm still disgusted they didn't catch a Fall Forward glitch. Like, there's no way they did not catch that, or they pushed it out not think we would notice it. Like, it makes no sense. So, like, anybody playing online would be like, yo, this is a problem. And so, I just kind of think that would be better as opposed to paying people down there. Just get people like mutt points and just have them. Here's 12,000 mutt points. Just play this for this many hours and you get this. And then just find shit in it. And then hopefully, and the people who are giving you good feedback are the ones you keep bringing back. You know?
You could do that too. Yeah. Actually pay people. Yeah. I like that. I mean, just, like, it costs them just, no money. Mutt points cost them zero money. It doesn't cost
you anything, bro. Like, yeah. It's just free. Just grant somebody mutt points. And, but they have to like hit a certain play like threshold. So like 3 hours of this on this. And then just, and so you can actually get actual feedback. Suppose people just getting on and just logging on and doing nothing.
Yeah. So clearly there's a, there's quite a few possible solutions to their bugaboo, to their patch issues, to whatever. It all depends on how they execute, how they go with it going forward. And I guess we'll see. Because their execution has always left something wanting, in my mind. Yeah. At least gameplay-wise. So, house rules this week sucked. Changed my mind, Tex.
What do you mean? 2.25, man? What are you talking about? That shit was fun. Actually, I only played one game, and I got mad because my blocking was bad. So, I just, like, I won it, and I just stopped playing.
Yeah, these ELO matchups just fucking piss me the fuck off. I don't want to play against all Madden first players if I want that shit. I've been playing Seasons or Weekend League.
They're back on ELO?
Yeah.
They're back on ELO? Like, okay, so that's why. Because I'm not going to say the stipulation is like what I like as much because it's very, very vanilla in terms of like...
We already had it. We already had it. So like, give us some fucking innovation. I like
the idea, but we already had no Audible, all that dumb shit. And so if you're going to go back to ELO, they got to start doing better rewards, right? So you got to do like win 4-5 games or win 6 games in a row, you get your reward, plus you can win 10 and get another one as well. Because like,
yeah.
there's no incentive to be out here playing sweaties if he's got to win 10 games. And since you're in playing all Madden first, guys, it makes more sense for you just to leave the game and boot up again and find another game. If you win one, lose one, win one, lose one that way.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll be getting all Madden first guy the next game anyways.
Yeah, but you may have a better chance to win that game because of the dice rules. I don't know. That sucks, man. I didn't know it was back on ELO. Cause like, so the things were easy for the past like 3 weeks where it was based off of just like, you just play. Like,
yeah, you just play.
Yeah, I played guys that had like 3 wins, guys that had like 4 wins, guys that had no wins. And now it's back on ELO, which is not good for the people who actually play the game. It's good for me because I'm in rookie second, rookie third, and all of this. So I'm not having a bad time, but I'd be so frustrated if you got to play weekend league sweaties on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then here comes Tuesday for a fun game mode, and you're playing the same fucking guys you're playing those weekend league games.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they missed the whole fucking point of house rules. Like, we've talked about this before, I'll say it again. House rules was supposed to be brought to this game to have fun, as a fun change of pace for the online gameplay, right? Mm-hmm. It was supposed to, like, completely change the game up, be a casual mode, where we had fun fucking playing. Now, they base it around rewards. They're like, alright, we want you to fucking grind for these rewards. If you want to do this grinding rewards, just put in new solos like you did. What was it, April Fool's with the Codebreaker solos? Great. Love it. All right, perfect. That kind of shit's awesome. Those solos, put that in the game. House rules should be fun. This shit isn't fun. Your stipulations, when you just repeat them, aren't fun. No changes. There's nothing different about this than we had a few weeks ago outside of like getting the just sweaties against all men and first guys. Because like I know I confirmed it because the guy I played, he was one of the, like, so whenever I get lurked, not a lot of people really, you know, say it in chat, but this guy, he was like, oh, hey, what's up, Fox? Playing right now. I'm like, all right, cool. So then after the game, I won like 3-0, and it was a complete fucking sweat fest, off, you know, fumbles and whatever, all that bullshit that happens. So barely won. And then I asked him, oh, like, hey, what level are you? He's like, oh, man, first. I'm like, yeah, of course. So like, I know I'm matching up against these top skill players because I know the way they play. I know the difference in the game style between somebody that's lower in the ladder and somebody that's higher in the ladder. I've played this game like thousands of times. So, I don't know, man. It ain't fucking fun. And for a time period of Madden where it is right now, fun should be the utmost importance. It isn't.
I don't get why that is. Like, I understand you want people who are like not high in the game not get washed by guys in those tiers, but this mode, it should give people who aren't as good a chance to win against guys like you based off of certain stipulations. So if But because you're playing all Madden first guys, you're not really giving the guys who are lower end a chance to beat a guy like Gutfox.
Yeah. Like, and the thing is, like, here's the one thing. Like, I lost a game, so it was the... I received the ball, drove down the field, scored a touchdown. He received the ball, so I kicked it off, he got it. And there was, like, I don't know, a few seconds left in the second half. I think we got here. So He threw straight four verticals. I call two man under. He caught it in triple coverage.
Of course.
Stiff armed by safety. And then ran for a touchdown. Tied the game up. I kicked off. He ran off the second half of the clock. I was so pissed that fucking game. That was my very first fucking game. I was like, I set the stream off at such a bad angle. And I was goddamn salty the rest of the time. It feels bad, man. Let me just say, it feels bad, man.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then it's just like every game, though, right? High points and coverage.
Yep. High points, bunch, and fucking motion guy out since he can still do that on offense. And you can't make any audible. You can still find some success out of that. And just like, still cross or still D corners. And it's like, yeah, this whole mode should be. That's why like that, like those defensive, like those like bonus touchdowns for like hitting certain things, they gotta go back to just randomly matching up people, because this should not, it should be more, it should be like weekend league qualifiers or weekend league the first like 10 games, right? This
is, yeah, what it should random. Be. Should
it,
yeah.
It should not be where I'm having more fun than you because I'm playing against worse competition than you are. That's not how it should be, because then like what's the point of playing on seasons then if you're just gonna keep playing those guys? You might as well go ahead and keep demoting yourself and not even actually worry about that and just play house rules so you can go ahead and have fun, because at the end it's all about having fun. And that's why I play these stipulations, because nobody has fun not being able to move the defensive guy in position. Like, I know these motherfuckers are running a certain play and I want to bring my safety inside the box that way he can actually play it properly, but now I gotta just be subjected to be getting dotted up across the middle of the field because my safety's too deep on this particular route.
Yeah, yeah.
I play it because it's actually fun when you both have disadvantages that you have to play through. And if you're out here playing against top 10 Madden players consistently, I know Sav's probably doing that. I would avoid.
He came on the podcast and said it when there was Elo that one week.
Yeah.
Constantly top 10, top 100 weekly players.
Yeah, I would just stop playing this mode because, like, what's, I don't want to engage something I don't like, and you're a big proponent behind it. Don't engage something you don't like. So stop with Elo, EA, because this is all about fun, and Elo's not fun. I don't know.
It's not.
Stop it.
Not at all. All right. So draft content. Win or L so far?
They're all cheap, so it has to be a W, right? I think it's probably unnecessary to have switched over. I mean, I guess they're cheap. I would just say it remains to be seen. I'm not really a big fan of a lot of these cards that came out, but I know some of them are. So, like, the Bosa's not bad, but there's also better left ends in that than Bosa.
Here's the thing, like, with Bosa, sorry to cut you off, just one thing before I let you go. With Bosa, the reason he's not exciting is because we have these cards, right? Being locked at 99. Bosa, like, he can get 99 power move, 99 finesse, super easy. Decent block shed, decent speed, great 4-3 end. Like, it's all there, but it doesn't fucking matter because we already have it. We already have those 99s. Sorry, you go.
No, you're right about that. And it's just like, we just came from a promo where we got Khalil Mack, who doesn't have 97 finesse mover, but he has the 90 better block shed, the better power move. He's also faster. So
yeah.
It just seems like a lot of these players' ratings weren't done properly. Didn't get the Bruce Smith that came out. That's just like, oh, you're bad. Like, there's no way to
play. But he's not like, that bad. He's just slow, right? He can get
up. I know he's slow, but like, look at him compared to like I understand you get like 99 finesse and not block, again with block shit, but like, go look at that Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
of course.
Why he's cheap with Lawrence Taylor though, right?
Yeah, Lawrence is fucking phenomenal too.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh, we already have a lot of these cards that already got like Keyshawn Masters came out. I didn't need him. I mean,
nope.
He's good for, I guess, now majority of people's teams, because he can actually get, I think, at most 98 speed with Sprinter and John Madden, or if you go Legends chemistry on offense, that'd be 99.
You'd have to power him up. Without powering up, you don't get Legends chem.
Oh, okay.
So you, it's 97 without powering up, 99 if you power up and Legends chem.
Gotcha. So now he's easier for 99 speed, but I didn't need him. I bought him because I'm like, might as well just go ahead and get the 99 speed plus every other nonsense catching. So it seems
he can't
like
spin,
a lot of
though,
these...
but he's 6'4". Go on.
Yeah, he's Randy Moss, except for he can't spin.
Randy Moss can't spin either, but yeah.
You're right. It's like 82 spin. So I'm looking at these. It's like a lot of these cards are just like plus ones. Quentin Nelson plus one. Jimmy Smith plus one. Bosa plus one. So the players are going to help you get that extra ability that you maybe were seeking.
Yep.
But they're not like guys that they're crazy. I think that was quietly as a kid, the best card came out was Adrian Peterson. Like, that's the best card to come out of this. And that's just because of the fact he played for like four different teams. And plus, he has like 96 speed, 99 trucking on his power up.
Yeah, and even him, I'm like, I've been using him. I still think I like Walter Payton better, and LeGarrette Blount. Like, I just feel like, I don't know what, he doesn't feel as smooth to me, But you know, that's personal preference. Maybe for you, he's just been phenomenal. And well, I mean, he's got great stats. Don't get me wrong.
I'm saying based off like his ratings on like, yeah, he looks like a guy with 98 break tackle, with the broken tackle with an issue with how it's coming crazy right now. Like,
yeah,
dude, just be bouncing off guys, and he can get 99 speed rather easy.
Yeah,
and if you got, and then he played for the Saints. All that, I think that's probably the best card to come out for a lot of people's teams. But then again, like, there's too many halfbacks in the game to be out here just keep powering them up when they drop them. So as of right now, I'm like, I mean, they did just drop Cam, but they fucked me because I had to spend a million coins on him. And I mean, I got it, but like, even Cam's better than Lamar Jackson. Like, I don't know if you've seen that picture I posted on Twitter of Cam compared to Lamar. Cam is a 99 plus. Cam's 99. You power him up to a 99 plus. He's only a 3 salary cap higher than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I like, well, because does he get to 99 speed on your theme team?
No. On my theme team, it's 96. Mm. Lamar on anybody's team gets 99. And the throwing stats are basically the same. The only thing Cam has with Lamar Jackson would be, like, strength.
Height.
Height. 6'5 versus 6'2.
Yeah.
A gunslinger still with the ball in the back of the linebacker's head.
Yeah.
So that's going to be funny. But he has 99 throw under pressure, which I don't know if that actually means anything.
I will tell you today that I did not exactly see that, and it was very frustrating.
He was throwing the ball. He was still selling passes, wasn't he? He was still throwing the ball down the field, missing everybody.
Twice, yeah. Texas.
Yeah,
I was within 5 yards of my goddamn wide receiver, and he missed him.
And that's that 94 throw accuracy deep. So yeah, threshold.
No, 5 yards. Within 5 yards.
I got you. He's missing guys deep by 5 yards.
No.
No.
The wide receivers within 5 yards of Cam Newton.
Oh.
And okay. He airballed. One of them got picked. I haven't seen this shit since like December. Mike Vick doesn't do that. I didn't see anybody else do that. I don't know why, but he completely whiffed them really short. I don't know what the fuck happened there, but it's the first time I've seen it. It pissed me off. I got to sell them soon, but I'll keep using them. But it was weird. I didn't know what to say. After, like, I was flabbergasted that he missed a ball by that far and when the wide receiver was that close.
Yeah, I just think that there's probably something with the Frostbite engine in terms of ratings as well, where like these things don't actually translate like supposed to. That's crazy, because like Lamar Jackson might be the best quarterback in Madden.
I think there's a strong opinion for that.
Like, think about it like this: power up. If he gets power for like 20K, you spend whatever you need to like 13K on it, then you can use the power pass at 90 for a 90 overall quarterback that has better speed, can get 99 throw power, and hits all the quote unquote throw thresholds and has the worst throw.
Which I don't believe in. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's. They did Cam wrong here. So this promo is just weird because a lot of these cards come out and they're just not that good rating-wise. But, hey, I guess at least we... I don't know, man. What do you think about this promo? What would you give it?
I give it a 1.
Okay.
Yeah. This, like... I don't know. Alternate currencies have run their goddamn... Remember they said that scouts are going to be the off-season currency? Did we forget that?
I was streaming for the series update. They're like... No, it was Howard's where it said Kratos said they're going to be switching currency. I'm like, wait, what? Didn't he say offseason currency is the currency of the entire year?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said?
What about alternate currencies makes us like it? The fact that we can turn some coins and profit off it? What has EA done? They completely shut it down. You can't make any coins. I haven't been able to.
Well, it's been weird because like I went up today from 40,000 to like 125 and then went back down to like one. Like
doing not, what?
The 84 plus.
Ugh, fucking that shit right? Don't work long term.
I know it doesn't because I did a video on it and I lost like 60K scouts. but I like the alternate currency because it allows you to move coins, quote unquote, without actually doing, you know, yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, that's my earpiece.
it allows you to move coins without like while being incognito about it.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah. So that's the only benefit to it because like they haven't done any blitz weekend with the scout. Like there's no blitz weekend with the scouts, so we didn't get like no platinum packs. We got no exclusive packs with that. There was like nothing really in the store that you could buy besides those team builder packs or the like. There's nothing you can keep re-rolling for and try and get like lucky. Like when they got like today, you can try to pull Cam out of the 84 plus pack. Some people have as well, and some guys made like a bunch of coins pulling like getting lucky, but some guys also lost big as well. I just think that, I don't know why they keep going to this besides just to force us to go into the store consistently and force us to, I don't know. Like, I don't know why they keep doing this. The solos suck too, by the way. Apparently you can't even collect your 98 overall Nat into the set.
Nope, I did those solos on stream, and yep, you cannot.
So, like, they don't even want to give you a fucking free trash card. Like, what?
Yeah, like, I don't know. They're...
How do they go from a week of house rules where they give us a Gronkowski? How much coins you make in total from your house rules? Like, so I made last week. Last week I pulled, I got 94 or 97 overall that I got auctionable for. We'll just do 400,000 coins there. I pulled.
Wait, what was the 97 auctionable for?
Well, I did these. I quick sold two of them and then
sold whoever I got. Okay, gotcha.
And then I pulled Mean Joe Green out of my Ultimate Legend pack, which was 400,000 coins, 800,000 coins right there. Plus, we'll just do 40K or 60K total, whatever. I'm like, we'll just do that. We'll just do the players, and plus I got Gronkowski.
Yeah.
And then this week, they give us a shitty journey and then a shitty reward and a 98 overall player that you probably won't even need.
The solos I thought were fine. I thought those were very nice. 2.5 hours for 98, plus the code breakers for like 5 solos for 75K was awesome too.
You know what? That was funny. That's actually better than Journey.
Yeah. Journey was really bad.
Journey was so bad. Okay.
Yeah. So I played like 4 solos of the Journey. And people were like, well, you know, a little bit later, they go to, like, full solos. It starts off with super long solos. I'm like, for a 97 defensive tackle, that's not even going to play in my team because I already have a 97 NAT defensive tackle, big, thick boy, Brandon Williams.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm good with this. And then and they come out with clearly better stuff. Like, I mean, obviously everything can't be the same value. Like, well, it can be. There's no international rules saying it can't be. But
I'm saying it can be.
You're saying it can be?
I'm saying it can't be the same. I mean, I'm saying things can't be the same. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, can or can't? It's kind of
fading. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I'm going to say can't.
Yeah, I mean, they won't have to all be the same, or they won't be the same. But, like, it should at least be close. That Journey doesn't really provide a lot of coins and packs. Yeah. The Journey should have, like, fuck the final card. Get rid of that bullshit, that NAT final card. The Journey should be packs and packs and packs and packs and packs.
Mm-hmm.
And then some coins. And coins and packs. And, like, I'm fine. The final card, whatever. You go ahead and give it. But for that much, like, they should just be raining it on us. Like, that should be the free-to-play, no-money-spent way of being able to, like, rip a shit ton of packs. Just do Journey. And just go ham. Instead of giving, like, NAT 97. And it's like, oh, huh.
Yeah. Says top tier rewards and you give us like 4 or 5 gold premium packs. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. And it's
packs that I don't buy with money in the store. Packs that you probably don't see new people buying them buy with money in the store because they're that bad.
Yeah. So, Texas, what you're telling me is I got to start buying cards. So, if we're talking, because we don't want to spend money on EA after they laid off Goo, you're telling people either use code Texas or transfer, if you're going to buy coins, transfer cards with the currency, pick currency. Picks.
Yeah, I mean that's the best bet because
that's actually a good point. Yeah,
you have somebody buy you the 98 auctionable, trade over your account, you quick sell it, spend only like 2,000 more or whatever hell it costs, things like 500 more.
Yeah,
which ain't that much, like 10K, maybe even less than that, and you can go ahead and just basically sell that card for more money or do the set you want to and then do it that way, so that way you don't actually worry about transferring coins and getting your account taken care of. By one of these bots that be lurking.
Yeah.
I've never seen a bot, be honest. So I've never been like, got a random email about that. But that's what I would
do. That's the key.
Yeah.
There you go. Tips from the pod.
Yeah.
That's great. Pretty
much the best way to go.
And again, like, even for us players, if they had the just training values on these cards too, you could train it, you could trade and do the same thing. So, like, the alternate currency doesn't even matter for that too. I just can't believe they keep giving us this stuff. Like, I know when it goes away, people will be super angry. But, like, they can still do the same promo just with training. We don't need this other currency. Like, anybody who wants more currencies wants Madden Mobile. Go play Madden Mobile. See how fucking terrible it is.
Yeah, it's like they're giving us all this experimenting, see if you're going to do it a lot next year. And I don't want to see currencies at all next year.
No.
I just feel like it's just so expensive. You gotta buy cars to quick sell for training. You got to buy cars to quick sell for this scout currency and all of a sudden out of coins. Just like, I don't want all these alternate currencies. I just want coins, points, and training, and I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Like, how great is MLB with just stubs?
Oh, it's great. Especially this year with like how cheap everything is right now too. So you can just like buy whatever you want too without having to break the bank for it.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. Easter's on its way. What do you expect with Easter promo? We could talk about this more like next week because it won't be until I think is it the Sunday before the draft Easter? Let me take a look.
I have no idea what Easter is, but what I want to see with Easter is I want to get back to Easter eggs and limited time eggs and packs and like pack bundles. I just want more fun. Madden has not been fun. I mean, it's funny that they added more fun with the series update with the leveling up process, so you can earn yourself a lot of coins by doing the exchange set for your team captain tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's some fun right there. But I just want to see some. I just want to go Easter egg hunting. I want to spend like my 4 million coins hunting for Easter eggs and golden tickets. That's all I want to see.
Yeah, you think we'll get golden tickets? Easter's the 21st, the draft's the 25th. So the Sunday before the draft is Easter. So maybe on the 12th we'll get an Easter promo type deal, but it's kind of weird during the middle of draft season too.
Yeah, maybe a blitz weekend. I don't know, because like it's April, so we got to get golden tickets soon, right? For them to put them out.
Didn't we get them like May last year? Or was that, I guess we'll look.
The actual ticket, like not the players.
Oh.
The golden ticket. So I'd love to see that pop in packs. Maybe like a perfect time. Pull for Easter eggs, and here's a golden ticket in here as well. For your luck.
Like, it was...
And make a player that you already have on your team is 99 everything.
It sure wasn't like... it was early May last year.
Was it early May that we got him in June?
May 5th last year.
Ugh. I want him earlier this year, man. I don't want him in May. Do that shit now. Like, May, game's over in May. Game's over now, really. But, like, don't be doing that shit now.
Yeah. Like, I'm fine. So the draft's the 25th. I'm fine with a week after the draft being like I can wait because we got, you know, Easter in the draft for this month. If they keep giving us the second round draft picks, third round draft picks, fourth round masters, that kind of stuff, leads us up to the Easter promo on the 19th. So we got the 5th, 12th, 19th Easter promo. Well, the Easter is the 21st. Maybe the 12th is the Easter promo and then it kind of combines it for that week, or we just get a blitz over Easter weekend. I don't know what they're going to do, but seems legit for content this month. But yeah, May I want golden tickets then. So you want April golden tickets, huh?
Yeah, I want the ticket, the pool in April for around that time, and then we can get golden tickets in May. I hate getting golden tickets in June. I'm like, suck my dick. Like, what are you trying
suck
to
suck my
like,
dick
like,
from
why
the back?
You want me to pull a card that I won't be able to play with only for 2 months in June? Like, come on now.
Yeah. I get you. I mean, like, golden tickets are important. We'll talk more. We'll talk more, I'm sure, in the coming weeks about golden tickets. Maybe EA will tease it or something. But who knows? They just fired the tease guy. So, next up, Series 6. What are your thoughts? So Series 6, I mean, it's kind of what we expected, right? It is what we thought it was. What did you like about Series 6? Pack odds improving?
Series 6, I just like, I guess, getting an extra upgrade in my Madden. I don't really have any likes about it because Journey was, like I said, much earlier. Journey was terrible. I guess the level up stuff is dope as well because we can now get two different power passes. So you can, if you are struggling to find a good quarterback, you can go ahead and get Lamar Jackson at 90, which would be like the quarterback for the rest of the year. So that was, I guess the level up is probably the best part about it. The exchange sets are still like, I don't get these exchange sets at all. Like, why would anybody in their right mind collect 290 overalls for 191?
Well, you can make some coins off that.
Can you?
Did you see my video on it?
I haven't watched a Madden video in my sub box since December 25th.
Since Christmas. What?
Yeah, I haven't watched Madden. I don't be watching Madden videos anymore, bro. I watch Fallout New Vegas. I've been that and wrestling and fucking video essay. I watched a John Wick video essay, bro. Like, that's all I've been doing during my time. Cause I go to the gym a lot now, so I just kind of like put a video on it in my ear to listen to it in my head.
Uh-huh. It's the same method as before. Use training to power up 74s, 80 overall power ups.
Ah, okay.
And you can make coins that way. But it's not like bonkers, but it's a good way to turn training into coins. Gotcha. It's slightly profitable, but nothing like insane.
It's not like the 88 to 89 set where if you pull Le'Veon Bell.
It is like that with if you pull Adrian Peterson or another couple other players. Then it's huge, but yeah,
okay.
That's about it.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay, so that's actually, but okay, so if you're doing that with training, but like in terms of just doing with 90 overalls in general, you'll just be wasting.
Yeah, 90 overalls in general, you get fucked. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy. EA drops these things, then it's our job to make them work.
Like, EA clearly doesn't think about it. Yeah.
So right now, I'm looking at them. Okay, all right, right now, the cheapest 90 overall is like 25,000 coins. And let me see the cheapest 91 right now. It is currently 27,000 coins.
So, what? Yeah.
What? It's like, what?
You can make those 90s for about 12 to 14K, though.
Yeah, so you can basically, if you pull, like, Larry Allen or, like, Des Trufant or Eric Weddle, okay. I can see why. Okay, it's actually, it's not bad to do a train. I might start doing that then, because I got a bunch of train, nothing to do with it. I need to get back into the Madden scene, bro. That's probably.
How have you left the Madden scene? You literally, your entire job relies on Madden, the Madden scene. Hey, what the hell are you doing with your time, Tex?
If I don't watch y'all videos, I can't get accused of stealing from y'all, so. That's how I
feel. Tex, yeah, I seriously wish I could, like, unsubscribe people from my YouTube channel so I don't get stolen from, but I don't think there's a feature like that yet.
Yeah, like blacklist things, bro. Like, you ain't seeing none of this. somebody said, yo, Tex, somebody did this. Like, he did his idea. Wait, what? I don't even know. I don't even watch him.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I feel like so, whatever. That's coincidence sometimes. Anyways, Series 6, fuck it. I don't got any opinions on it. It's just, it's another series, another Madden. Also, nothing exciting. The Master sucks.
Yeah, I got you baited, right? Somebody said that text, if you power up McCoy, he can be on anybody's team.
Oh, no. Did you?
I did it. And you can't be on anybody's team.
That sucks, dude. Who debated you? Did you ban him?
It was on Twitter. It was on Twitch. It was like, I was like, I will try it. I lost probably like 50K because I paid 100K for the 86.
Mm.
And I was like, really? Let me tell you why. I made a lot of sense. I'm like, ain't no way that this guy can't beat everybody's team if his 86 is this expensive. That's my rationale, you know? Like, nobody wants Joe McCoy. Like, that Joe McCoy is not better than, like, that. Like, nobody wants Joe McCoy. Joe McCoy is basically Mean Joe Green, except for Mean Joe Green is auctionable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, why would anybody buy McCoy's 86 for that price? And he was selling for that price. I'm like, okay, he must be able to be on everybody else's team. I get up to 98 overall. I'm like, fuck me. Depower this bitch. And I just sold everybody off. I was so mad. I was like, God damn it.
I'm sorry, Tex. That hurts.
I was disappointed. I hope that
it hurts my soul for you.
I hope that they let me put the Gronkowski on my Panthers team now.
Why would they let you put Gronk on Panthers? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, who's they?
Yeah, because they let me put the Earl Thomas and the.
They're not changing that shit, dude.
But Gronk, like, he retired, bro. You're nobody's team now.
That's the worst. I hate. Okay, first off, I hate the on anybody's theme team bullshit. I hope they don't bring that back. Yeah, I don't want every single theme team looking the same. It's not a theme team if, like, you could just use everybody's team, everybody's player.
But Gronk out here on my theme team, you got her 96 speed, bro. Ooh, kind of nice. Also, I did not realize almost 11,000 Gronkowski claimed on PS4.
And, I mean, there was, like, 13,000 on Xbox, too. I mean, that's how active this game still is. I mean, we underrate how many people are still playing this game.
Well, it's a large... And that was like a whole like to do list as well. Yeah. This guy done. So people were like, I know people are still playing. People are saying the game's dead. The game's not dead.
No,
it's just that people are sick and tired of the bullshit. They'll play in stuff they like, and I think EA has to do more stuff like that with house rules going forward.
If they want
to continue to play it, as opposed to doing what they did with the Journey, where if you just got the game, or if you're thinking about playing Journey, I'd say go play like a real video game. Go play a real video game.
What a great content creator here. Fuck this shit.
I mean, this shit's bad. Bro, no, I rage quit my stream. I usually stream all this shit. I'm not playing this one stream. I'm done. I was so mad.
I think I was streaming. And somebody came over my stream and said, "You rage quit the Journey." He rage quit solos? What the fuck?
I was so mad. Because like, it kept getting longer. And I'm like, all right, fourth quarter, third quarter, third quarter. Why are we in the third quarter? What? I just left. I'm like, am I doing this? And somebody told me that, hey, Tex, the last sequence is full game. So I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm not playing this on stream, bro. This is not worth my time. So I just played while laying in bed. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck that Journey.
So we'll see if they heed our concerns about this Journey for the next Journey for, I'm guessing, Series 7, whenever that comes on the way.
How do they go from giving us a Le'Veon Bell that all of us can use on teams and like it didn't take as long to play to win it?
No,
like
the Journey wasn't Le'Veon you could use on every team, right? That was the free agent Le'Veon.
No, the free agent was on everybody's team, but Le'Veon Bell I had before was the first one they dropped was on because he was on the team yet, so they didn't let you put him on anybody's team.
The Journey Le'Veon could go on anybody's team.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just the free agent.
I remember him having 99 speed on my Panthers team because he had like 93 and plus 6 speed total.
The Journey one? Not the free agent one?
Journey one and the free agent one both could be, but the Journey one was the first start of that.
Huh. I did not remember that.
Yeah, so I was like super happy because it didn't take that long, and the rewards, the packs were still shitty, but like it didn't take like 6-9 hours. I had a guy told me I'm 3.5 hours into the journey. It took me, I'm only 30 solos in. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Wow. I'm good. Yeah, that's kind of wasted, especially when you consider like what you could be doing with that time in solo battles
get,
and stuff.
Yeah, you can go get a real job and just like buy coins.
Yeah, those are cheap right now too. All right. We talked a little about stats and the players not being exciting. Deion Sanders came out. And, like, Deion Sanders is, like, 500,000 right now. He's who I pulled. But, like, he'd be over 1 million if he had over 100 stats, right? Like, he'd be insane. Like, they missed a stop, right?
I don't see what's the point of dropping him if you're not going to do that, right? I know they said they're not going to do 100 stats, but this would have been a time to do, like, an update. Like, hey, now stats are over 100.
Yeah, have a fun with the rest of the year.
This
game's
speed, got... Well, it's physical... Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Physical stats are over 100 right now, so you can see speed and acceleration and all that stuff makes a difference. Because I deadass don't see a point to pick this Deion up if you already got the 96 power Deion.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't. Plus 2 press, maybe?
I mean, like, if you don't, I guess if you don't got John Madden, I guess you get the 98 Deion for 99 speed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the reason why you get it, so you don't got to worry about putting spread on him. Maybe if you're a brawler type guy or whatever other dumb thing they got in the game. But like, he's not better in run support because everything's plus 2. So Lucas is the same, ball carries the same. Like, it's the same fucking card. Spins the same, juke moves the same.
It's almost as if we told him about these concerns back in October.
Dog, and this Deion came out in November.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in game then, and then we see his in game card now. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, okay, worthless. So like, if they would have came out with Deion, because Deion on his power would be at 99 speed, and then if you go ahead and get the Legends passing defense, you got Sprinter, that's going to be a plus 3 speed right there. It'd be a 102 speed, and then you got John Madden 104 speed, and then you got if you're on theme team, bro, the amount of ratings for that could be limitless, and they decided not to do that because they don't like making extra money, man.
Yeah, it is amazing that they don't want to, because it's not that hard to test it and put out videos to the community, like internal testing at EA showing, here, over 100 stats matter. This is how you can see one guy being faster than another. Like, it's not that hard for EA Sports to do that. It just goes to show whether they just don't have the time or they don't want to, and they're too lazy to, like, be like, all right, now we're doing 100, and here's how we're going to prove it to you. So, can you imagine how much more money they would make if Deion could get up to, like, 102 speed?
Yeah, and that also changes people's teams up as well, because guys are going to look for, like, better players that it can possibly get higher speed. Like, William Jackson III, like, John Ross, we'll probably be seeing more of those guys on people's teams, because those guys are 99 speed on, like, a 90s like that. We'll probably see 100 speed stock on that, then plus, I just think it'll be better for the longevity of the game, just using different players because they have a different level of speed out there. You can actually run by guys. And then if a guy has John Ross, and a lot of guys have John Ross, then Deion Sanders becomes a better premium because he's the only guy that can keep up with him stock speed for speed.
Yeah, I was surprised I got so much pushback when I said this. I put out a video talking about over 100 stats earlier this year. The only pushback, the biggest pushback I got was like, it will make it so it'll be harder for lower-end teams to keep up anyways, or with higher-end teams. And I'm like, well, that's happening anyways, and I haven't seen any low-end teams in any games I've played. Probably, like, okay, never mind. I've seen a couple in the last few weeks, but they always quit within 2 minutes anyways. So, like, if you're going to tell me we shouldn't have over 100 stats because your 85 overall team won't keep up, you're not going to keep up with my 99 overall team anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to quit within a minute. So don't hurt us players because your team and you selfishly want something else. Like, I'm not here saying don't put solos in the game so that way money spenders only have the advantage because I spent money. No, you don't see me shitting on you. So don't shit on the top end just because you're not there. Like, this game needs to be for every market. Both the low money spent, no money spent, big ballers, and solo grinders, head-to-head players. The rewards need to be similar for everybody. So, anyways, that's it, I think, for the pod this week. Tex, what do you think of that last point?
About the people complaining.
About people complaining like that their teams won't keep up.
I don't think that's valid because, like you say, your team shouldn't be able to keep up if you don't put the time into grinding and getting the team that I have.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you want to be able to beat the person you're going against, because scheme over team, all that stuff, but if you don't, if you're not grinding and my player's better than yours, I should win that no matter what, unless I fuck up consistently.
Yeah, like, Sav beat people with, like, 60 overall teams. I beat people with 60 overall teams, too, and I'm not a top-end competitive guy, so, like, it's possible. It's a lot harder, don't get me wrong. And, like, I agree. Like, they're at Platinum Woods. He's got a 98 overall, no money spent team. And I'm like, wow, I spent a lot of money, but he didn't spend a single dime, and he's got the same overall as I do. So it's possible, no matter who you are, to get up there with cards. But anyways, any last thoughts before we sign off, Tex?
Nothing else. The market crashed crazy because of the UL topper.
Yeah, that and the... Well, not only the UL, but also the new promo, right? People are kind of like, these are 98 overalls, but they're boring 98s, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, there's not a huge demand for them, so they also crashed the pick market. So, like, everything's just down.
Yeah, everything. I don't know what they can do to bring this back up besides raise the value of pack trash.
Well, that would raise lower-end cards, not necessarily higher-end cards.
That's all I care about. Higher-end cards, I mean, it can be cheap, because I'd rather, like, have, like, the... Lamar Jackson power up be expensive as it is, then like, cause I just think that's cool for people who are pulling random packs.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can be out here buying Ultra Legend packs that give no silvers.
Agreed. Yeah.
Also, real quick, did you notice a boost in like good pulls this weekend out of the UL fantasy packs?
No. Okay. So I pulled two with coins and got shit on.
Okay.
I mean, there's like a 31% chance of getting 95 plus, so. The chance that you're going to get a good pull, it's like 1 in 3 almost. So it's a pretty good chance of getting a decent pull anyways.
Because this is the best week I've had, and I've seen all the guys as well. Just like, I pulled this pack, and I got like two full ULs, and I'm like, I basically didn't lose any coins any pack I pulled.
Wow. Yeah, no, I didn't have that kind of luck.
Because it seems like whatever they do, like, updates for... This might just be like conspiracy stuff here, but whatever they do, like, series updates, and they give you a guaranteed pack for, like, leveling up.
Oh, right,
like,
yeah.
Those packs are always seem to be boosted better than the other packs. I don't know if you notice anything out of the packs in the store. Apparently, it's just random, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, some people got luckier than others.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Then I got nothing else to talk about. We'll see you guys next week, I guess.
Yeah, rate us on iTunes. We need that. We need that juice. If you don't juice us up, we will be ornery little boys here. So please do. Tex.
Do that as well.
Take it easy. Good talking to you again. Sir.
You too. We'll have a guest next week, by the way, guys. We were trying to get a guy on that worked Frostbite. Maybe he'll be on next week.
What? You can't promise that.
I said maybe.
I missed
maybe he'll be on
maybe.
Next week. If not, we can just like make it up. We can just have a guy like lie about
it. Just impersonate.
He's just like a Frostbite expert like,
yeah.
in the Antarctica area where he just like works with people who get Frostbite.
He's like a health professional.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect. That's great. Or we could have Andrew Wilson on. We're like, all right, so Andrew Wilson's the CEO of EA. And Andrew Wilson, how do you do? Is just like a random guy named Andrew Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, or just use like his sound bites and just like compile stuff. So are you a completely terrible person and just find a sound by him saying yes I am. Like, oh shit, he said it. He admitted it.
Yeah.
He admitted it. What a bad person.
I love it. We gotta get that. We gotta get that going.
All right, that's the plan.
All right, take it easy.
Bye bye.